Welcome. This is the XL Podcast. I am back with Gavin. We're not going to have to suffer and listen to him talk by himself anymore. We're here.
Oh, thank goodness.
We're here together. We're locked in. Gavin, how are you feeling?
So good, dude. It's good to have you back. I texted Gabe after recording last week's episode, and I made Gabe promise me to never make me, well, he didn't make me, but never let me do that again. Because talking to myself for an hour not only was hard, but also was just like, who wants to listen to me for an hour? Like, what do I got to say? But hey, I hope y'all liked it. I did my best. But Gabe's back, so we'll have another great episode this week. We're excited to have him back. He just got back from Illinois. Did you get back, actually?
Sunday night.
Did you get home late, or were you getting a pretty decent time?
It was late, man. It was such a long day of traveling. There was bad weather, and it just was so long. Oh,
bad weather? Like, how long did it take you to get home? How long is the flight?
So, we had a connecting flight in Denver. Okay. So, it was like a 2.5 hour flight to Denver, and then it's like an hour and a half flight to Tucson. Okay. So, not bad. But
okay, just bad weather, so kind of delayed stuff.
We left the hotel at 9 a.m. Illinois time. So that's 2 hours ahead. That's 2 hours ahead of here, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, that's 2 hours ahead of here. So that's 7 a.m. here. And I didn't get to my apartment until midnight. Or it was like 12:15 ish. Yeah.
Dang.
So like 12:15 a.m. So it was literally like 15 hours of traveling, bro.
R.I.P.
And
all good. All
and
good.
I already hate flying because of how large I am. Yeah, and so fair. To just top it all off with, oh, now we're going to delay everything? Oh, it made it terrible.
Yeah, it doesn't sound fun at all.
Yeah, yikes. It was actually awful.
Fair enough. That actually reminds me, on my way home, the last time I flew was on my way home from my mission. And like right at the end of my mission, we switched. Didn't switch. I got a new mission president.
Yeah.
And the original plan was like we were going to drive like to like the little airport in Saltillo. We were going to fly all the way down to Mexico City, spend the night in Mexico City, and then fly directly home.
Okay.
And my new mission president was like, yeah, no, why would we make them travel for 2 days? I'll just drive you the hour and a half to Monterey and give you a direct flight to Utah. And I was like, oh, thank goodness.
Oh, bless.
Because I was like, because it's a 4 hour flight from Saltillo to Mexico City. Or no, it's a 2 hour flight. And then it's a 5 hour flight from Mexico City to Utah.
Utah. Ugh.
And he was like, I'll just drive you an hour to Monterey and it's only a 4 hour flight to
Utah.
Or like a 3 hour flight to Utah. We'll just do a direct flight. And I was like, I love you. We're not, like, I didn't know him that well. Like, I only knew him for like a month. But I was like, I love you. You're the best.
You're the best. Shout out for real.
Because, yeah, like you said, like, just being tall, being in an airplane as little time as possible is, like, ideal. Like, get me out of here.
And I'll say this. Maybe I've just had bad experiences, but people on airplanes are selfish, man.
Amen.
I'm a 6'8" man. My knees are slamming the chair in front of me. Sitting next to me is maybe the next sitting next to me in the aisle seat is a 5'9", 5'8" guy whose knees, he's comfortable. He's chilling. He's breezy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you think maybe he should be like, and granted, I learned this later that, you know, I should ask them. But
True. In
my mind, I always thought, if I was in his shoes, I'd be like, dude, do you want the aisle seat? Stretch your legs, yeah. You know? Like, oh, man, people just want to do their own thing. Be pissing me off. And somehow, with all these flights that I had, I somehow got stuck with the middle seat every time.
That's insane bad luck.
Seriously. I did get an exit row on one of the flights, though, so
that's
that
good.
Is a book. That was about
that's a plus. That's a plus for sure. If you're tall, that's where you're going. Well, last week you guys got to listen to me ramble on, kind of get to know me and tell you some stupid stories about myself. So I thought it'd be good to get to know Gabe a little bit, get to know who he is. We got to hear kind of a little bit of who he is back in when we were younger and whatnot, but we'll kind of get to know of kind of who Gabe is today, kind of what he does, what his likes are, what his dislikes are, you know. One thing you do need to know about Gabe is he's an enormous human being. I mean, I know we just mentioned that, but he is. Like, to put it in perspective, I'm 6'6", and at best weigh 150 pounds. Gabe is 6'8", and on a light day weighs 215 pounds. How much do you weigh, Gabe? Like, 215, Tony?
I'm 225 right now. I'm 225
right now. So he's 6'8", 225. Gabe is huge, okay? Let me tell you something about Gabe. Gabe has always wanted to be taller than me. Sure. How do I know this? Because when I came home from my mission, if you've ever worn a pair of Air 270s, they are pretty much a high heel. And at the time I came home, Gabe was the same height as me. But Gabe was like, you know what? I'm going to kind of be like, I'm taller than Gavin, and wore his Air 270s to the airport to pick me up. And I was like, dang, you're tall. And then I looked at his shoes, like, okay, not quite yet. But now you got nothing to say. He now towers over me.
You should have seen me cheesing in those pictures, man. I was like Lil Tony. I was true. Like, yeah. Because we took it's those true. Pictures right before you left on your mission, and I'm literally like barely at your shoulder.
To my shoulder, dude. Like, yeah, it was crazy.
That was,
you grew
that was
so
right much. When, yeah, that was right when you left.
Yeah, that was nuts. But now I don't know how other older brothers feel, but I enjoy Gabe being taller than me. I feel like that's like a natural thing in all families. Like, the youngest is always taller, I feel like.
But, yeah, I feel like it's pretty common,
Gabe,
actually.
Gabe's a big dude. I mean, he's always been naturally a bigger kid. But Gabe puts in the work. Gabe puts in work nowadays as far as going to the gym, working out, playing basketball. I mean, yeah. I mean, I think that's a good enough introduction for Gabe as far as I go. Gabe, give us, you know, what are your likes or dislikes? You know, what are you doing in your day to day?
Well, we'll just start this off talking about size. The basketball season's over. I don't have to run anymore, so the bulk.
Hey, let's go.
The bulk has officially started.
The bulk. All right. Fair enough.
He's today, I haven't even eaten dinner yet. I still got to eat dinner.
Okay.
And I've already eaten 4,100 calories.
Dang, that's nuts.
So, let's just say.
How much you putting on with dinner?
I'll probably eat another 1,000 calories.
Dang, so 5,000 like, a day?
Yeah, the goal is 5,000 a day. 5,000 day in calories, and I want to hit 250 grams of protein.
I need to do that.
I might change it to like 275. Depending, I don't know. I feel like I might need to up the grams of protein, especially since I'm bulking right now. You know, but
okay.
I think around 1.5 grams of protein to my weight is probably pretty good. But yeah, that being said, I'll probably get up to like 300. But let's just say I'm eating a lot of
food. Down. Let's just put it that way.
Putting food down. The day to day.
Put it down.
Yeah, man. I mean, shoot, it's changing up now because the season just ended. But you know, it's just pretty much wake up.
Season ended. When does school end?
School ends here like end of May.
What are you studying right now?
I don't know, man.
He's studying to play. That's what it is. Is that what you're telling us?
I'm not trying to say school is not important, but let's just say with who I am and what I'm trying to do in life, school is not important. So we'll just say I'm doing the easiest things to get the credits to play. I'm currently taking a Spanish class.
Heck yeah.
Don't ask me what my grade is.
That's not fair, though. That's not fair. You're freaking fluent in Spanish.
I know. Dude, guess what? I literally took a midterm exam yesterday.
Uh-huh.
100%. 100%, baby. Yeah. 100%. Easy.
I would love to go back to, like, high school Spanish and take some tests. Because, like, they were easy. Like, I was sweating and guessing in those. Dude, now I'd be like, about a whole sentence. What time is it? I got you.
She, like, asked me some questions. And my teammates are also in the same class. So we were, like, talking about it after we took the exam. And they were like, Gabe, what did you say when she asked, like, what's in your backpack? Because she's like, what's in your backpack? And I was like, well, I just got back from a vacation, a basketball trip. So I don't really know what's in there. There's a random stuff in there. You know, I got, like, clothes and gum and a pen. I just named some random stuff.
Yeah.
And I like said it like I said it like all that, like how I just said it in English. And they're like, right. like, dang, Gabe, you're doing the most. like when she asked me that question, I just said one word, pen, paper, computer, computadora.
Dude, I remember being in Spanish class and like I would like freak out because if you were late, no, it wasn't late. Do you remember in Kunz's class where you had to like tell like the time and like a fun fact in Spanish or something like that? Do you remember that?
Yeah, the bienvenido. Dude,
I was stressing every time that came to my turn. Stressing. Not because I was bad at Spanish. I was like okay at Spanish.
Yeah.
But like, man, just like, I was like, man, I'm not going to know. I'm going to get up there and not know.
Not know.
But being fluent in Spanish is nice. So that's not fair. Why are you taking a Spanish class? Go take German or something.
Heck no. We all know why I'm taking a Spanish class. To play.
To play.
Because I can, I cannot study and take a test and get 100% on it. It's easy.
Fair, fair. Okay. So school's coming up to an end here in a couple months.
School's coming up. I take all online classes, so it's easy. I just install my computer. Pretty simple stuff.
It's all online, then?
Assignments. Yeah, for me.
Oh, okay.
I did that on purpose just because like it's easier with basketball if I have to like go on a trip and stuff. I don't have to worry about missing class or
missing anything, yeah.
Or missing anything. So
that makes sense. Cool.
Yeah. I'm
planning to get a job. What's your plan for the summer coming up here? Oh, you're planning to get a job?
Planning to get a job. Hopefully I can get some money. Be able to pay for some stuff.
That's probably a good idea.
I'm trying to get a remote job for my computer just so that if I want to come home to Utah, I don't have to worry about like work and stuff like that. It'll just be easy. But if that doesn't work out, I'll just end up getting some dinky job down here.
Yeah.
I'm still reffing right now. So.
Heck yeah.
But that makes a lot
more
of money.
More stories to come.
Plenty of stories.
More stories to come for sure.
I'm not gonna stop reffing though, because Matt makes bread, dude. That gets easy bread.
Yeah, that's like a good like little just side thing you can do when you do have a full time job. Like that's
for
chill.
Sure. And then just I'm gonna absolutely just grind all summer, off season for basketball, man, because I'm a JUCO product trying to go D1, you know me. So
amen.
The thing I gotta work on the most in basketball is just like I'm not a bad shooter, but I just shoot so fewer shots than let's say a guard or a wing that when my time does come to shoot a shot, I got to be ready.
Yeah.
You know?
I think I would agree.
I was going to say
you need to be just not that you're a bad shooter. I mean, I think you take great shots. And I think one, you just need to be more confident with it. Not that you're a confident basketball player, but like I think you get a little in your head like, okay, if I miss this one shot, it's almost like the end of the world.
Yeah.
And I know Coach Peabody kind of makes it feel that way when you do mess up, which kind of sucks. But I think you just need to be like, hey, if I miss a shot, I miss a shot. That's okay. You don't have like even the best shooters in the world aren't making 100% of their shots. You know what I'm saying? Like they're only making the best are up like top 40s, mid 40s, you know?
Right.
Just take more shots.
I think for me, it's like when I'm in the post, you know, it's like, I really don't care if I miss a baby hook or like a contested layup. I don't care that much because it's like I'll get a good 5 to 10 shots right there, you know, easy. But when it comes to not too much a jump shot, I'm pretty confident there. But I'd say like a three-pointer, when it comes to a three-pointer, I'm like, I'm only going to get maybe one of these a game. So it's like I got to make it count, you know.
But it's true. I agree
I did talk. I did talk to my coach, and because we had a postseason talk, and we're on the same page. Like he wants me to knock down the trail three, and so I think I'm gonna work hard at it. And then him knowing that I'm working on it will give him the confidence to trust me to shoot it, which will therefore give me the confidence to shoot it.
Give you kind of a green light, not a
100% green light. But I think that's all I really need is a green light because I have the ability to shoot it, but like I said, just so few put so much pressure on the shot that it makes it hard to confidently shoot that shot. But when I know I can shoot it whenever I'm open, I'm gonna let it fly.
I like it. Oh yeah.
Which then that'll open it up everything for me.
Yeah, just being able to be like just knowing that that's okay if you take that shot.
For sure.
Just takes a huge thing off your shoulders for sure. I totally agree. Yeah. Okay, so working on that. What else are you
I'm happy
on?
With how my freshman season went. I think that
I think it went well.
I got to work on my just health, like staying healthy. I missed like a third of the season almost.
That's true.
With ankle injuries, which my ankle injury led to my knee, my past knee injury kind of get re-aggravated. So I'm going to just do everything I can to just strengthen and strengthen and strengthen. I think I'm going to just do everything, all the joints below the waist, you know, knees, ankles, just do everything. I might do it like one thing a day, you know, left ankle today, right ankle the next day, left knee the next day, right. Yeah. Or do it, you know, in batches, ankles, knees, maybe hips one day. Just do it like that, you know, kind of like a workout regimen kind of.
Staying healthy is important.
I mean, like, I was like peak, like early season, you know, I threw down that nice, like reverse windmilling game.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was like my peak athleticism. Like I was feeling really athletic then.
Yeah.
And that was helping me because, like, you know my game, like moving up and floor, being able to, like, cut, strong with the ball, that stuff. But then once my athleticism kind of came down with my injuries, I had to rely more on my just more kind of, like, pace slash shiftiness, which isn't my strong suit, you know? Which it doesn't – like, I know my weaknesses. That's what I need to work on. But – definitely my season can be exponentially better if my athleticism doesn't take the hit that it did this season, you know.
For sure. No, I totally agree.
So that's what I'm going to work on.
It's kind of hard. Like, the off season is meant for, like, working on those weaknesses you have. And, like, and in season is too, but it's just kind of harder because, like, okay, now I got to go to the game. Like, and if you're, like, not confident to use a skill that you've been working on in practice anyways, it's kind of hard to throw that in-game. So I kind of get what you're saying. Like, when all of a sudden you kind of can't rely on your pure athleticism, and you're like, okay, now I have to, like, rely on this, which isn't my strong suit, it does make it, like, 1,000 times harder.
Yeah. And then,
like,
I'm
sure you were working that in the season, but it's just, like, you have so little time in the season, it feels like, because, you know, like, you don't want to go too hard in the practice before, so, like, you're not going to spend as much time in practice. You know, like, just there's a lot of things that come to playing basketball in the season that just limit your ability to really work on skills. Like, that's what the off season's for. So I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what's coming up for me.
Any fun summer plans?
Get a good job. Shoot, no, just practice, bro.
Are you coming home ever? When am I going to see you?
I'll come home for like in late May.
Wait, man, you're coming home for Reese's graduation?
Yeah, I'll be home for like a week or two, and then I'll come back. And then
okay.
I'm working on Lake Powell. We'll see if I can make that happen.
I know this is completely has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but it has something I'm very interested in right now. Are you down to play D&D?
Dude, you know me. Of course.
Yes, okay.
I already made my character on that app, bro.
Yes, I started playing with Carly's family. And I was like, we need to start up an online game once a week, kind of like family home evening style with our family.
All right, I'm good for it, man.
And play around. Because I'm the dungeon master for this game, so I've learned a bunch of rules. So, like, I can help y'all out now. Like, I can kind of, like, help y'all out, like, get started, right?
He's experienced.
Kind of. Not really. I've only done it once. But this whole week I've been learning rules. So, no, this has nothing to do with it, but are you down? You already said yes, so you're locked in. Cool.
Lock it
Sick.
In.
Just wanted to watch.
Tell me when and where I'm there.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
But... All right. So, coming home a couple times, maybe Lake Powell. I won't be there. That sucks. I work a lot.
Loser.
But whatever. I know. I kind of have to pay for things.
Makes sense.
Especially, we just bought Carly a car. So, now I have 2 car payments, which is awesome.
Gotta lock that
in. She deserves it. Well, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. She deserves a good car. But, okay, so. One thing I think you need to know about Gabe is he's a big anime kid. Man, dude, I don't know what you're going to call him. Gratefully, from my side of things, he has gotten me into it more and more. I have fought him on it from day one. I remember the first time Gabe was like, I think I came home from my mission, and this is kind of when, like, I think kind of, like, everyone was kind of getting into anime, but, like, still kind of the beginning, I feel like.
Yeah, it was, like...
And Gabe was, like...
It was newer, for sure.
It was definitely newer. And Gabe was, like...
It wasn't like it is now.
Yeah, no. It was definitely the beginning of, like, Gabe, I won't say Gabe was a trendsetter, but I'm not saying Gabe wasn't a trendsetter. Anyways.
But I was one of the first. I was one of the first to get converted by the trendsetters. I wasn't the trendsetter, but I was the first to get converted. There you go.
So Gabe, I remember one day was like, because I was working from home. I was at home all day. Gabe was still in high school. And he was like, hey, you want to watch this anime with me? And I was like, no, that sounds stupid. Because, you know, you imagine the anime kid in high school. He's like Naruto running through the hallway in his all black outfit. And he's got like the wheeling backpack that he's dragging behind him. Like that kid. That's who you imagine when you think of anime.
And you like, and you talk to him and he goes, oh my, wano sindayu. And you're just like, what? What is this kid on right now? Like, you're like, oh, hey, how's your day been? Get back before I blast my fireball. You're like, you okay, bro? Are you going to attack me? Do I need...
Yo, facts. That was a perfect reenactment of exactly that kid.
He's the kid, like, you catch in class, like, eating his boogers, like, looks around.
He's the Napoleon Dynamite of your school.
Exactly.
He's that kid. He's just like the weird kid in the corner.
Nothing he doesn't know how to shower.
But like, just like that's the kid you think of. So like, anime was just like, nah, that ain't it. But then he's I kind of like, I walked out one time. Gabe was watching. It's, you know, Netflix. It was Seven Deadly Sins. And I kind of was like, fine, whatever, I'll watch it. And I think it was only on like the second episode. So he kind of caught me up on the first one. I watched the second one with him. Dude, right there, I was hooked. It was freaking lit.
Well, that's.
Let me repeat. I was hooked on Seven Deadly Sins, not anime. On Seven Deadly Sins specifically.
I think I want to say that was the beginning of COVID.
Yeah, for sure. This was like peak. Like this. Think like everybody's home. Warzone just came out. Like everybody's playing Call of Duty Warzone. That just came out. Like Fortnite was like kind of like a good peak. I feel like. Like, yeah, like everybody's playing video games. Like it was just like it was like. Just anything to do with the internet was just peaking at that moment. It was a great time other than COVID, honestly. I have some great memories from that.
For sure.
But COVID but
I remember was, I was like
sad.
I thought to myself, I was like, I got all this time. Like,
yeah.
I'm just going to go start over. Because I had already seen it. So like, I'm just going to start it over. And yeah, you just like walked out one day. And you were just like sat down and started watching it. And I remember sitting there and I was like.
You totally were. I remember it too. And then it became like, oh, he's watching. Hey, I'm watching Seven Deadly Sins. You coming out? I'm like, yeah, I'm coming out. So then I go watch it with him.
Yeah,
it was mega fun.
We binge watched that. We watched the whole thing in like, I think it was like 3 days, 4 days.
Absolutely. We crushed that thing.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, so we watched that. And then, like I said, I was like, I was only hooked on that one. Like, I wouldn't watch any other. And then Gabe tried to get me on SAO, Sword Art Online. And I was like, nah. Again, fought him on it. And I was like, all right, fine, I'll watch it. Watch it, hooked. So freaking good. It's probably one of my favorites. It just got beat because, once again, we follow a trend. Gabe tells me to watch something. I'm like, nah, that's stupid. If we follow a trend. So, to be fair, I have tried. I've kind of stopped just because I'm not in an anime mood right now. But I kind of go through waves. But I did start watching another one, Jujutsu Kaisen. I started watching that one. First episode was great. I just kind of got... I already spent my anime juice
interest
on Attack on Titan. Again, this is another one. Gabe, for like probably a year, was like, watch this one. I'm like, no, that's stupid. Watched it. Got my wife hooked on anime with this one.
Carly watched an anime. Can I put that out there? Carly watched an anime, and I am responsible.
Carly is 100% responsible for it. I remember it was like... Christmas, like, I had just, no, it was my birthday. I had taken, like, because my birthday was on a Tuesday, so I had Saturday, Sunday, obviously, because of the weekend, and then I took Monday and Wednesday off. So I had just 5 days of just pure peak, like, I'm sitting down, I'm watching this anime. It's right after Christmas, so I got, like, some, like, Legos, it's, like, weird things to put together. So that's what I did while watching this. And Carly was down there. She took time off to spend my birthday with me. And she's just crocheting. And eventually turned into... crocheting to, I'm going to put this to the side and just focus. Like, she had watched it with me to the point where when we went back to work, she was like, so she went back on Wednesday. I had Wednesday off. She called me, knew I woke up late, and was like, do not watch it without me. Wait till I get home. Like, she went, like, she was hooked. She's like, nah, you can't, this is our show. You cannot watch it without me. So Gabe is an anime kid. Gabe got me into anime. So if you ever need a reference to, you know, what to watch, like watch anime. Like Gabe, like legitimately, like look, I have like iPhone cases with my now favorite anime, Attack on Titan. I've got t-shirts. I've got multiple t-shirts. Like I am in anime now. It took me a while, but I'm in.
Almost more of an anime kid than me.
I'm getting there, dude. And it's really good. I think me and Gabe's main goal is to convert everyone. Get over what Gabe just did. It's just a drama TV show.
It's just like,
if you haven't watched the video to this, please turn off whatever you're listening to this to. Go to YouTube and watch what Gabe just did at 25 minutes and 49 seconds. Okay? Please just watch what Gabe did, because that was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
So I'd say this though about anime. Girls love their romance shows, right? Chick flicks, rom-coms, eat it up.
Romance, drama.
I'm coming around to it now. Shout out my girlfriend Leah. She's really putting me on. But I still would, like, you know, I'm kind of like you with the early stages of anime. I'm still like, no, I'm not. I don't enjoy that.
I'll convert you to romance. I'm all about romance.
But I'll tell you what, though. Anime just makes you feel something, man.
Oh, dude.
You just feel it in your heart, bro. Like, you get such a good cartoon and show that,
obviously, feel things.
It's a give and take with all, and like every show is going to be bad and good, but I'd say with anime specifically, it gets rid of the stupid like drama stuff, and it's just like real, like it's just like real life or death stuff, because it's just a cartoon, you know?
It's so good.
And I think one of my favorite parts is the drawings, though. Like, they have these scenes and these different pictures and drawings that are just so unique. It's pretty cool. I'm geeking out real hard over anime. I'm sorry.
No, mega. And I love it.
I just had to share.
Forget about Gabe. We're talking about anime now.
Seriously.
No. Can we talk about Attack on Titan real quick?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. One of my favorite things, and it was so funny, because, like, while I'm watching this, so there's a character, sorry if this spoils it for anyone. This has been out for a while, so I don't really care.
Spoiler, turn this off if you want to watch Attack on Titan.
Spoiler, if you want to watch Attack on Titan. I'm not going to give a bunch away. Not really, actually. There's the main character, Eren Yeager, is this, like, bratty, snotty, annoying child when you first kind of get introduced to him. Like, I'll be honest, did not like him. I was like, please shut up, you're annoying. But, like, not like... I won't say I hated him, but it was kind of like, think of like, kind of the difference between like an annoying brother and an annoying cousin. Like, you love your brother, he's annoying, but like your cousin, like he's also annoying, but you kind of, he was kind of like the annoying cousin. Like, I disliked him more than I would dislike my brother, but still disliked him. Okay. And then, but I told Carl, I was like, the character development in Attack on Titan was top notch. It goes from this annoying child to the end being like this grown man adult who's like powerful, knows what he wants. He's calm, collected, cool, kind of crazy because of certain things that happen in the show. But like just a complete like to where like I hated him to like, oh, I will fight to the death. If Eren Yeager was a real person, I'd fight to the death for this man. Like that type of stuff. Yeah.
And I think,
so Gabe called me after I watched it and he said that exact thing. And I said, I literally look at Carly like a day before and I go, man, the character development in this anime is insane, which is not a thing I've ever said. And it's probably the most nerdy thing I've ever said about an anime in my life. And then Gabe calls me the next day and says, dude, the character development in the show? I go, what? I agree 100%. It was so good.
Yeah.
Please go watch it. To anybody listening, please go watch Attack on Titan. You will love it.
The unique thing about Attack on Titan, too, is like it's just such a good written story, too. You never know what's going on.
Yeah,
and I think that's why I love so much.
If you want a show that you like have to pay attention to, and like you're always like wondering what's going on, then like those, please watch it.
Yeah, and like when you're watching a TV show specifically, and you can kind of guess what's going to happen, and you're just like, this is stupid. Like I know what's going to happen. They're going to fight. They're going to make up, and then they're going to have like a happy little like, oh, this is what we learned. Attack on Titan's like, oh, so he's dead. Yeah. And you're I would never have guessed that he was going to die.
Oh, 100%. You can ask my wife, Carly, like, I guess movie, TV, series endings like all the time, almost to like perfection. An exactness. It's weird. Not that it's hard. Not saying this is a hard ability. Like honestly, like you watch enough movies, you know, like okay, there's context clues X, Y, Z, right? Like I guess the ending of Uncharted. Have you seen Uncharted with Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg? It's like the okay. Well, another spoiler alert, but this came out like 2 or 3 years ago too, so I don't really care.
I was on a mission.
That's fair. This ending is that he has an older brother, and I literally at the beginning, like probably very soon in the start of the movie, I say his brother's not dead. He's in a prison somewhere in another country. Sure enough, the ending scene of that movie was his older brother in a jail cell in another country. I am not even kidding. I guessed that at the beginning of the movie. Now, let's just put it that way. I guessed that. I did not guess a single thing that happened in Attack on Titan. I couldn't have guessed. Couldn't have. There wasn't a single, like, oh my gosh, there were so many, like, loopbacks, callbacks to things that happened in seasons before. Like, dude, I can't geek out enough about Attack on Titan. It is...
I almost want to say that it is a perfectly written... Like, I almost want to say it was perfectly written.
It's almost perfect. I don't know what faults there are. If you can find one, let me know. Because I can't think of one right now.
All right. I think that's enough geeking out about Attack on Titan
and anime. We'll go back to Gabe.
A good shout out. I think that's enough about me as well. I think everyone knows. I like basketball, anime. I obviously would love to play video games with Gavin, as they know. And then just working to make some dreams come true. Try to be a millionaire.
Fall guys.
Try to be a Division I basketball player. Simple.
Amen.
So now we are thinking, how well do our minds work? Is my mind Gavin's mind? Is Gavin's mind my mind? We don't know. We're going to find out.
We do know, and the answer is yes.
So, we're going to play the game Synced Up, where we both say 1, 2, 3, and we say a word at the same time, and we give ourselves a couple seconds to think. We do it again, count down, and we both have to come together, say the same word. You want to be able to do it in the least amount of words possible, right?
Yes.
So, for example, 1, 2, 3, tree.
Giraffe.
Giraffe and tree. So then we both have to think of a word that puts the two of them, that's kind of like a, you know, like if we were to combine those two words, what word would be the baby of those two words? And me and Gavin got to try to say the same word. 1, 2, 3, leaf.
Tall.
Oh, tall's better than leaf. I'm an idiot.
That was pretty good. I almost said apple. To be fair. So we're going on the same route, but I went with tall.
Okay. So I think, let's take a guess how many, this first round, we're going to start over again. This first round. Let's take a guess. How many words do you think is going to take us?
How many rounds? I'm going to go with, I think we can do it in three.
Three.
I'm going to go with three.
All right. I'll go three with you then. I was thinking five as the first round. But I think three is good.
I almost said four.
The problem is sometimes like your starting words are easier than other rounds.
Oh, 100%. It can get really hard.
Okay.
You count us off and then I'll say a word. Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, and I think there's a little delay, so I'll kind of give myself a second to say it too. Come. Okay. Pull up, think of a word. Okay, I've got my word. Ready? 1, 2, 3, yellow.
Penguin.
Oh, okay.
Penguin. Yellow. Penguin, yellow. Penguin, yellow. Penguin, yellow. Got it. Okay.
I don't know, Gavin. I don't like the word that's in my mind right now.
It's all right. It's fine.
I don't think it's the one you're thinking.
It's probably not. Those are two opposite words, but I kind of have an idea. Okay. Oh, wait, no. No, I can't say my word. Hold on. I'm completely wrong.
I have my word. I'm not changing it.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. Pikachu.
P.
Oh, that's a good one.
I was thinking like pea snow, Pikachu. Like pea snow.
Pikachu and P.
Pikachu and P. Okay, I think I got an idea.
I think I got.
I like yours though. I like yours.
A yellow penguin.
Pikachu wasn't bad. Yeah, Pikachu. I liked it. It wasn't far off.
So first thing I was like thinking, I don't think Gavin's gonna choose Pikachu, but I gotta think of a, but I can't think of a better one. I was like trying to think.
Hey, Pikachu P. Okay, got it.
I don't like mine. I don't like it again, but I'm gonna just say it.
I like it. Okay.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, Pooh.
Lightning. Oh.
I was thinking lightning before that, but I thought, how is that like, oh, it's yellow light.
I was just thinking, if Pikachu were to pee, it could come out in the form of lightning.
Oh,
I mean, damn, probably bro. Not, but that's what I thought.
I thought, what's like Pikachu and pee? Well, it's like, you know, going to the bathroom. Well, what other bathroom is there? Pooh. Pooh. Okay.
I get it. Okay. Hey, it's not, you're not far off. I get where your thought process is. It's not dumb. Okay.
Lightning
and poo. Okay, I've got one.
How do you have one so fast? What?
My brain does weird things, dog.
I'm trying to think of the thought process that you would have. Like, what's the thought process you would have for this?
I hope you don't have the same thought process as me.
I literally think there's nothing coming to my mind. There's nothing.
Lightning poo.
All right.
That's what I said in my head, and this is the first thing that came to my mind. I'm sorry to the viewers listening. If you're eating, I apologize. We went straight to bathroom. My bad.
Oh, Gavin, you should have said that because now I know what you're going to say.
Well, no, we're talking about pee and poo. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
Yes! We got to diarrhea with yellow penguin.
I lied. That was good. That was four. We were close. Hey,
the good thing though is after you said lightning poo, I was like, wait, explosive poo. Yeah, okay, that's good.
Diarrhea. That's what I'm saying.
All right, that's four. Okay, let's try to get under three now. Okay.
Okay, we got to get under three. Okay.
Think of a word. Okay, I'm ready.
Hold on. No, this is coming to me. Okay, got it.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, loud.
Pencil.
A loud pencil.
Loud? Loud pencil.
I've got one.
Loud pencil?
Loud pencil.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Gavin, look at me, dude. Look at me. Come on. Loud pencil.
A loud pencil?
A loud pencil.
I got one, but it's loud not pencil. Great.
No. No, it's wrong. I can tell. You're thinking of the wrong thing. Think of what I'm thinking.
I'm trying, but I don't know.
Loud pencil. Loud pencil. Pencil. When okay, I can't that's a hint. I can't say that. Never mind. Loud pencil. Okay, I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Sharpener.
Oh, I was going to go bottle rocket.
Oh, my gosh, Gavin. How could that be loud pencil, dude?
Well, it's kind of in the shape of a pencil, and it's a bottle rocket. It's loud.
Oh. When is a pencil loud? When you stick it in the pencil sharpener.
Well, I still wasn't going to get pencil sharpener because my next one was either bottle rocket or tapping.
Tapping.
Like tapping your pencil. Okay. Being annoying.
Okay, that's a good one. Okay, let's think. Sharpener and bottle rocket. I've got
sharpener,
it.
Sharpener, bottle rocket. Okay. I think I got one. Yeah, I mean, I have one. I just don't know if it's what you're thinking.
Well, I'm thinking of the right answer, so you should think of what I'm
clearly
thinking.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, missile.
Gunpowder.
Hey, that's okay. I do like gunpowder, but missile's good too.
I was thinking like shavings, kind of like the shavings, and then like powder from the firework, kind of like those, kind of similar.
I was like, what if you were to sharpen a bottle rocket and make it pointy, like a pointy missile.
I get it. I do get that.
Okay, a missile and gunpowder. Gavin, this one's easy. This one's easy.
Yeah, this is easy. If you don't say what I'm thinking right now, I will be mad.
Okay, I'm going to have to, yeah. Ready? One, two, three, explosives.
Explosion.
Boom! Count it. Yes. That counts. That counts. Yeah, explosion. That counts. Explosives. That counts.
Yeah, that totally counts.
The first five letters were the same.
Exactly.
It's got to be synced up. That was four again, huh?
Yes.
Or was that three?
Yeah, that was four. No, that was four.
That was four. Dang it. God.
Okay, we got this one.
Here we go. Let me think of a word.
Got it.
Hold up. No. I got to think. Okay. I'm ready. I'm so ready. This is the best word I think I could think of. Ready?
Yes.
One, two, three. Bow and arrow.
Water.
This is it. This is the chance. Hold up.
Water, bow and arrow.
Gavin. Water, Gavin, if you don't say what I'm about to say, I'm going to punch you through this camera.
What the heck is a water, bow and arrow, Gabe? Shut up.
Water, okay, bow and arrow.
I think I got it.
If you get this wrong, I'm going to punch you through this camera. I'm not kidding.
This is the only thing that could be a water, bow, and arrow. Okay?
Yeah. Ready?
Okay. Yeah.
One, two, three. Spear fishing.
Squirt gun. Oh. Spear fishing.
Bang! Bang! Bro.
We had to say it the other way. And
you said the only thing that could be a water, bow, and arrow is a squirt gun.
Water, bow and arrow. Not bow and arrow and water. There's a difference. You gotta say it the other way. I didn't say it the other way. That's my bad. Shut up. Squirt, I'm gonna cough on my Gatorade.
Squirt gun. You idiot. You idiot. Spearfishing makes so much more sense. I thought, when do you use a bow and arrow on the water? Spearfishing. You clown. Sorry. We got something to worry with. Spearfishing and a squirt gun. No, this is bad. I don't know what to say. Oh.
Well, we already said water, so we can't say that. That sucks.
Can't say water again. Spearfishing, squirt gun. I mean, I've got one. It's kind of hard, though. I don't know if you're going to think of it. But, this is a good one.
Okay. I'm going to say what I'm thinking, and it's not what you're thinking. I know that. But that's okay.
You got to have... Dude, you can't think that way, bro.
I just know it's not what you're thinking, Gabe.
Gavin, touch your camera.
Okay, I'm touching my camera.
Okay, ready? Think real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Got it.
One, two, three, weapon.
Aquarium. Gabe, that was the thing I was thinking of before we touched the cameras. Did you just say weapon?
Yes, I said weapon. What's a squirt gun and a spearfish?
I was thinking like a fish. The squirt gun's got a container for water. Put the fish in the container for the water. Aquarium.
Ugh.
It was a long process. Like, it's my ADHD brain making up stupid stuff.
Okay? It's like our words are like looping back now to the first words, but we can't use the first words.
Oh my gosh. Literally before we touch cameras, I'm like, I'm going to say weapon. This doesn't make, it kind of makes sense, but not really, but I'm going to say it. And then we touch cameras. The touching cameras screwed us, Gabe.
You were going to say weapon, actually?
That was legitimately in my head. And then we touched cameras. I was like, all right, I'll say aquarium. Because that was my second one. I was like, whatever. I think I'll go with that one.
No, I messed it up.
Because I thought there was no way you were going to say weapon. I thought there was no way. That's on me. No, it was my gut. I didn't follow
just
my gut. That's on me.
The whole podcast, man. Dang it.
No, dude. Don't. That was on me. I didn't follow my gut. That was my fault. All
right. We got this next one. We got weapon and aquarium.
Okay, weapon. Aquarium. Weapon, aquarium. What is a weapon and aquarium?
I got an idea.
Okay, I got it. I got one.
I think there's like a 50% chance that we get this one.
We might. For some reason, I feel like we're about to say the same thing right now.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
One, two, three. Stingray.
Trident.
Oh, trident's so good.
I was thinking like a little figurine in the aquarium holding a trident. Yes. You know? Like a little Poseidon in there.
I was thinking, like, which one of the fish got a weapon on him, bro? The stingray stay strapped.
I went there first. The only thing I know in an aquarium that's kind of, like, mega aggressive is the pistol shrimp.
The pistol shrimp?
Yeah, they shoot, like, a water cannon, and they can, like, break a number two pencil. And they're, like, this tiny little shrimp guy.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
They're actually mega strong and very aggressive. They're kind of cool. I want one, but whatever.
Dang.
That's besides the point. Okay, stingray.
Trident and a stingray. Trident. Oh, this is easy.
I hope so. I'm going to not give you any more hints.
Ready?
I was about to say.
1, 2, 3, Poseidon.
Poseidon.
Okay. Yes, let's go.
Okay, cool. Okay, we got to get one in three.
I was like, I know, I said a three, but I was like, wait, no, this is easy. Freaking, because Poseidon controls the animals too, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Underwater? That's easy. Okay. Yep.
Okay, we got to get one in three.
I get one of three. This is our last round. This is the all or nothing, Gavin. All or nothing here, bro.
Okay.
I gotta think of a good word that'll connect it to your word. Hold up. I think we gotta touch cameras. Hold on,
we gotta touch cameras first. Yeah, touch cameras first, not mid round.
Okay. I'm ready. I got it. This is such a good word, actually. Oh my gosh.
Okay, I'm ready.
1, 2, 3, nighttime.
Ring.
A ring or rink?
Ring, like ring.
Ring.
And nighttime. What'd you say?
Nighttime.
Ring, nighttime. Okay. I got it. Ring and nighttime. This is the only ring of the nighttime I can think of. Or nighttime ring. Yeah, this is all I can think of.
I gotta look up a word real quick.
Look up a word? What the heck are you looking up?
Hold up, let's see.
Alright. Well, I guess you can't tell me what you're looking up.
But this can't be good then. This is bad, Gavin.
Look up a word? This is already not good.
This is bad.
It's a very basic word I'm thinking of, but that's okay. Say your word. Ready?
Okay. I'm changing what I'm going to say. I'm going to change it something different. I'm ready.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Glow in the dark. Moon. Oh. Moon is so good.
Okay. Glow in the dark and moon.
Okay. I think I got it. Easy. Ready? Things.
No.
Gavin.
Okay, I think I got it.
Come on. You know this. Glow in the dark and moon. Come this is all I can on. Think of. This is easy. Ready?
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Stars.
Night games. Oh.
You sold that one. You sold that one.
Stars? Okay, you sold the second one. Ring and
the glow in the dark stars you put on the ceiling of your room?
I mean, I get it.
And you put the glow in the dark moon on the roof of your room?
I get what you're saying. I get where you're coming from. I was just thinking playing under the moon and the glow, like glow sticks, nighttime, summertime games, whatever.
That makes sense. Man, we ruined it, dude.
We sold. We sold two rounds in a row.
Dang, we had a chance there. I should have said moon because like a ring, but I was thinking I just was getting so stuck on ring like on your finger.
What was the word you said, look up?
I was gonna say Smeagol. I had to look up the name. I had to think about the. I had to look up the name of the ring. I didn't know the name. They call it the One Ring.
Oh, that's so funny, dude.
So I had to look up the name of the ring. I just looked up Smeagol's ring.
Heck yes, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we sold, guys. We couldn't do better than four. We'll try this another time. We'll attempt it again.
I'm sorry, guys.
Let me get up to you. I'm sorry. We're on the page as far as four rounds go, but we can't do better than that.
As of better than four. I think it's because we haven't spent enough time together in person.
Sure, it's been a minute. Me and Gavin.
It's been a while since like Christmas, I think.
Yeah, I only saw him for a little bit.
Oh no, you came down for my so you came down to my game actually.
It was only a little bit. I mean, really, I only spent like an hour with Gabe.
It's true.
I think I spent more time with his girlfriend than I did with Gabe.
It's probably true.
Actually, that is 100%
true. 100%
true. Okay. Well, Gabe, like I said, so last week I told you all Gabe was at...
Illinois.
In Illinois, in Danville, Illinois, playing basketball for the NJCAA tournament. And I told you guys I wasn't going to tell you how it went. I had information on how some of the games went. I decided not to voice those so we could kind of get a full interview from Gabe, kind of what happened, what it was like competing in the tournament, the ups and downs, the triumphs, the losses, whatever happened. I kind of want to get it kind of straight from Gabe, kind of want to get what he heard, kind of go from game to game. So, like, game one, who'd you play? How'd it go? How'd you feel? How did you play?
Yeah, well, we got there, like, on a Friday, and we didn't play until the following Tuesday, so we had a lot of time to kind of practice, acclimate, stuff like that. So that was all good. We played, our first game was against Des Moines Area Community College. We were the 9 seed. They were the 8 seed. For those of you that know March Madness, arguably being an 8 or 9 seed is, like, the hardest seeding because you play someone that's either your same talent or better. Yeah. And then after playing that hard of a game, you go straight to a 1 seed. You know what I mean? So it's arguably the hardest seed to get to the championship.
It's a hard route for sure.
So we get there, and we start the game, and they were up in us, pressuring us on the defensive end. You know, our guards and wings were having a hard time handling the ball, passing the ball. We didn't get any post looks for the first two possessions. So, and then they come down, like they started with the ball, they got the tip, come down, get an easy layup, come down, get an easy bucket. So it was 4-0 fast. And then they gave me the ball. It was a bad post move, but I made the shot, you know. It was my scoop. You know my scoop. It was the scoop.
The scoop.
And it worked.
I call it the Gabe. It's the Gabe.
We'll just say that it was not pretty. Like, I caught the ball. I took one dribble, and they double-teamed me, so I had to pick up my dribble. And I was pivoting, trying to pass it. But like I said, they're pressuring all our guys on defense, so it's no easy passes. Yeah. They're in all the passing lanes. So I just reverse-pivoted right back to the scoop, scooped it in. And then from there, it just seemed like we just weren't ready. They just smacked us in the mouth off rip off on the defensive end, and they were coming at us on the offensive end. We couldn't really get in a rhythm. And then it just seemed like any time we were like, okay, we hit a big shot, we got a good look, we can get in a rhythm, they'd come down, smack a three, come down, get a dunk, just like something. Like, we'd turn the ball over, they'd go get a dunk, you know, something stupid.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we went down pretty fast, like down like 10, 15 points. And then once we got down that much, the overall vibe of the team was just like, we lost, like it's over, you know. Yeah. We didn't like stop fighting. We never like rolled over and quit. But we definitely didn't have that energy of like, let's come back, let's win. It was just kind of like, let's not lose by 50, let's only lose by 20.
For sure.
I'd say the problem with that game was just that all season we've been beating teams by 50 to 100 points.
Oh, yeah.
So trying to turn the notch from, oh, we're beating all these teams all the time by 50 points, to let's crank it up and now actually play a competent, good team where we have to fly around on defense. We have to back cut, make the right plays on offense, make sure be way more physical. We just weren't ready for that kind of competition change, and so we got smacked in the mouth. Granted, I would say that they played one of the best. Their leading scorer, their big man, played the best game of his life because he didn't miss a single shot. He didn't miss a single shot. And it wasn't like I was playing bad defense. I definitely wasn't playing good defense. Don't get me wrong. But I wasn't playing bad defense, but he just couldn't miss. He's sitting there hitting these three-pointers. He's sitting there hitting these baby hooks. And I'm not trying to say he's a bad player that can't do those things, but he definitely was playing one of the best games of his life.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He was a good player, but usually with players, it's a give and take. You know, like they'll miss one, make one here or there. Like, he could not miss. He was on fire. So
yeah. So for context, I was listening to this game while I was working, and what was their big man's name again?
Winkle.
Winkle. That was the only name I heard the entire game. Yeah, Winkle did this. Fire. Winkle did that. Winkle did this move. Winkle did this move. Winkle stole the ball. Winkle blocked this person. I mean, it's not a joke. To the point where I came home and Carly was mad. Because that was the only name. Like, dude, shut up. He's not that good. And I was like, well, to be fair, he was doing everything for that team.
He was, yeah.
So, he looks like, and that's not a joke. Like, I'm not exaggerating. Like, obviously he did say other kids' names, but he didn't say them enough for me to notice. But I remember that name. I mean, I remember it now, but like, yeah.
Yeah, I just remember guarding him, and it was just like, he'd go, it's like, okay, force him to his right hand, or like force him inside to a baby hook. Force him to baby hook, he snipes the baby hook. I'm like, oh my gosh, okay. I'll try to force him like baseline so he doesn't have a good angle on the rim. He does like this stupid like inside like backboard layup, makes it. It's like, what? Okay.
Just have those games.
Coach has told me he's not a great three-point shooter. Sag off. Oh, he hits two threes. Bang, bang. It's like, oh, what?
What do I do? Yeah.
Seriously. And so, I mean, I should have like played better defense.
Game of his life.
Yeah, I should have played better defense. I think if I played more aggressive and more physical to start the game, it would have prevented him from getting hot, which would have helped us stay in the game. But I just wasn't like that aggressive on defense, and so it just let the kid get into a rhythm. And then, he was a good player. He was a good player.
I definitely didn't watch it a lot. But from what I did see is, and I think this is almost at a fault of the coaching staff, is he had like, I don't remember the move. All I remember is watching it, and he had like a very, like, he did like the same move a lot.
Yeah, he went like, to his drop set. Like,
his move. And like, that, as far as like a scouting standpoint, like that should be on the scouting report. Like, hey, this is this kid's move. And so I feel like going to that game, like knowing that would have definitely helped a lot. Not to say that's completely your fault. Like, obviously, like, you can, like, adjust and fix that. But, like, going to the game knowing, like, hey, this is going to be his move. Like, he does this almost every single play, or at least he's going to rely on it a lot because this is what he's comfortable with.
Yeah, have a better...
Would have changed that game a lot, I feel like. Yeah. Like, hey, we're going to this game. Let's, you know, have Wes or, you know, whoever. Let's have you two guard each other. And, like, you guys kind of do this move, and you guys practice guarding against it. Like, that's what I would have done as far as a coaching staff preparing for this game as a big man. Because, like... if you already know kind of what his comfort move is, stopping that from the get-go is, like, now going to push them to, like, hey, he has to rely on all these other things. Now, like you said, he was having the game of his life, so maybe he does shoot, maybe he does this, whatever. But, like, you know, like I said, but if he's not doing well and you've already shut down his comfort move, yeah, like, you now own him, right?
Right.
And obviously you know that. So yeah, I feel like that was almost, like, at a fault of the coaching staff, but... I mean, it's it was a game. I mean, whatever.
You gotta be a player too. You know what I mean? You can't just.
I get it. The coaches. I get it.
You gotta be a player too. You know, recognize that I'm getting my butt whooped on defense and change something. But yeah, that was a bad game. You know, I mean, I ended the game with like 14 points. You know, I was doing pretty good on offense, and I was able to take them on the 1-on-1, hit my free throws.
Pretty good.
So
I did tell mom this. I talked to mom after that game. I said, "Here's the thing, love Gabe. He is not that team scorer. Gabe is a defensive machine." Gabe scores his points. I think a 14 was your average this year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's what Gabe does. Gabe will come in and give you 14 points. That's what Gabe does. The defensive end, that's where Gabe puts in his work. You'll notice that on the stat block, right? This is what I said to mom. I said, if Gabe's scoring the most points out of that team, we did something terribly wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, but then...
but that's not a fault of you. You're the center, you know?
Yeah, and then... our team after that, we all were just like, nah, let's just go home. Like, no one wanted to play. Like we went to practice the next day, and like up to that point, like everyone was just like didn't want to be together. We all were like, I hate you. Like, it was just bad energy. You know what I mean?
Bad vibes.
But I don't know. I kind of like woke up because I was feeling that same way too. But I was just like, no, we can't come all the way out here and get smacked twice, you know, like lose two games back to back and then just be like, oh, we're done. Like, that's how this great season ended. You know, we won the region championship. We come all the way out here. And then there's just like, oh, we just lost twice, you know. So, like, now we're playing in the consolation bracket to get the 7th place championship to win that.
Yeah.
So we come in, we play that first game, and my mentality that game was just like, no matter what happens, just – bring that energy, like, and try to just help us lock in and be there to play that game.
Yeah.
So, like all the way through warm-ups, I'm just trying to, like, hype everyone up, try to be a guy, you know, comes to – and usually, like, during, like, timeouts before the game, I really don't say much to my teammates just because I feel like that's not my place, you know? Because in my mind, it's like, well, I'm not perfect, so why would I expect other people to be perfect? But then I was like, that's a bad way to think. Like, I got to encourage everyone to think, you know, we messed up, next possession. That's how my focus was. So I remember this game, I was just keep telling guys, like, hey, we just turned the ball over. We need to get a stop right now. Like, we need to stop. We let them hit a three. Okay, we need to take care of the ball right now and get a bucket, you know, blah, blah, blah. So halftime came around that game. We're down 5 at halftime. And it was a pretty – it was an all right game in the first half. We were just turning the ball over. Like, they were getting stupid dunks. Like, they were, like, lobbing each other, like, off the backboard. Like, they had one, like, literally, like, a backboard lob dunk. Like, just stupid stuff. Right. So we come into halftime, and I thought the halftime was good. We regrouped. We said, this is what we're going to do. They had a big on their team that was scoring. And then they had – and that was, like, pretty much for the most part what their offense was. It was, and then they were hitting a couple threes here and there. And so we come in for him, and I take a charge on him because his go-to move was just like a hammer dribble into you. So I take a charge, money. That's his – he got 2 in the beginning, the first half. So he got his 3rd. He picked up his 4th, like a common shooting foul, and then he came back in towards the end of the game. I take another charge on him, his 5th foul. He fouls out.
Heck, I love that. That was one of my favorite parts of that game.
Yeah, so – definitely locked in defensively in that game, and
you did. How many? I mean, you had like 17 points, didn't you?
I had 17 rebounds and 17 points. Yeah.
Yeah, you did good. One of my favorite parts of watching this game, me and Carly were watching it, and I laughed so hard. I felt so bad. So, Pima has this point guard, 5'9", Cohen, and he's a good baller, like great baller. These announcers announcing your game as I'm watching it could not get over the fact that this kid was 5'9". And I'm not kidding. Like, again, not exaggerating. The entire game was mentioned every time, like, because obviously he's the point guard, so he brings the ball down. So the camera would be on him, and they'd say something about him being 5'9". They said, oh, he also looks really long. Does his mom even know he's here? One of them actually said that at least multiple times.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, bullying Cohen, which I thought was hilarious. I was dying laughing. I love Cohen. I like watching him play. He's a good little baller. But I thought it was so funny because they were just bowling him. The kid dropped 30 points that night, right?
Yeah, he had 30.
So I'm like, hey, make fun all you want, but that kid came to play tonight.
Yeah, for real.
So it was so funny. Me and Carly were dying laughing because every time I was like, dude, this guy sucks. He was also bullying you. Like, you and Cohen, he did not like for some reason.
Yeah, it was weird.
A single announcer. Did you hear any of it?
Yeah, I heard they were saying, like, I was being soft and stuff.
Being soft? Like, if I was – they literally said this. If I was Pima's coach, I'd look at Oldham and say, see what their big guy's doing? Do that. And I was like, I think Gabe and him are have, like, the same amount of points. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's all right.
But, again, I'm Gabe's brother. But at the same time, like, just on, like, a statistical standpoint, I was like, I don't think – he wasn't doing anything anything more than you were. Anyways, right. Didn't matter. I thought it was hilarious. I laughed that whole game. It was a comedy show because this guy was just making fun of Cohen.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they subbed out the starters with like a minute, 2 left. We're up by like 20 at that point, and then I think we finished the game up by 15. So it was a good smack, you know, a good 20 point like difference in the second half, you know, because we were down 5 at halftime.
And made up 25 points.
Yeah, you know, it's like. You just like we just had that mentality we're gonna win that game, you know, and so that's what we did. And then the third game was bad, man. Go to halftime, good first half, great first half. We're dunking, we're getting open shots, blah blah blah. Up seven at halftime. We come back out, same thing. We start the half pretty strong, honestly, getting easy points, you know, back and forth for the most part. But I want to say at the 10-minute mark. I want to say it was around – we were up at 11 at that point.
Uh-huh.
And so it comes down to it, you know, I get in foul trouble. I got to sit down.
Yeah.
And, you know, you want to adjust. You never want to blame someone. But I think this game I can 100% confidently blame the loss on the refs.
Yeah, mom told me some of the ending in that game, and
let me tell it.
A lot of that didn't make sense. Yeah, let me tell. But let me just put it this way: if you know anything about sports, not basketball, just sports in general, this will blow your mind.
So, and it's bizarre too, because like these refs, they're like refs that ref at the Division I level. Like they bring in good refs for the national tournament, right? So it's like these are solid refs. It's not just like some
getting bozos paid pretty decent money.
Yeah, these are not just some bozos they pulled up.
Yeah,
and so
this is a high school ref.
And so, the one problem of this game, I'd say though, is that we were getting blocked like crazy. Like the statistics for their team at the end of the game, I think their team had around 20 blocks.
Dang.
I know for sure it was at least 15, but I think because two of their leading blockers had 14 combined.
Okay.
Like together they had 14. And then the rest of them had like one or two. So I think it was like at least 15, maybe 20. But we were getting blocked like crazy. Like in the entire game, we couldn't, like we were trying to pump fake, spin, stuff like that. It just wasn't working. I think looking back on it now, what we needed to do was pump fake and then just kick it out for a three. But we're just, I mean, that's what we do as bigs, right? You pump fake, you go up strong, you get the either and one or that. But they're sending three guys, right? One guy would jump, second guy would jump. So you're like, oh, I'm clear to go up. Here comes the third guy to block it. You're like, oh my gosh. You know, like it was just such unconventional defense that it was so weird when you're playing conventional offense, right?
Yeah.
So we were having a hard time with that. And that's why they were able to eat back away at our lead. But the ultimate deciding factor of this game was that I'm sitting on the bench, right? It's a tie game. I think they either get an and one or hit a three or something like that. Puts them up one. So now they take the lead for like the first time in the entire game. Take the lead. There's probably 5 minutes left, I want to say. Six minutes left. I get subbed back in. We're down one. It's pretty back and forth for the most part. And they're hot, honestly. They're hot. So we got to stop this run that they're on. And we come down. Someone gets fouled. They call a foul. It's bonus. So Cohen steps up to the line to shoot. Because they were grabbing his hip when they set the screen on him. So he assumed it was him. So he stepped to the line, hits both free throws. We go down and play the possession. I think at this point we're down, I want to say two, after Cohen hits those free throws. They come down, hit a three. I come down. I get fouled. I shoot two, make the first, miss the second. So it puts us down. So we're down five. I want to say we're down four at this point. Four or five, something like that. We come play a possession down there. Oh, no, we're down three. Yeah, we're down three. Yeah, yeah. Come down. They get a layup. Down five. Then all of a sudden the refs are like, whoa, whoa, let's review. And I was like, oh, what are they reviewing? Like, what could it be?
Right.
This is weird. Like, what?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they're like, we're shooting free throws down here. And I'm like, okay. Like, it's been like a whole, like, three possessions almost.
Right.
So we go down and Baker is shooting the free throws now. So they're like, Cohen wasn't the one that got fouled. It was Baker. So Baker needs to shoot the free throws.
And they took those points away from you, right?
Took those points away. We're down seven now.
Right.
Down seven. And there's like
a minute 30 left. And you guys had possession of the ball when they did this.
And we had possession. I'm literally standing at the baseline ready to pass it in when the refs are like, let's review it.
Paint picture. Gabe's team has possession. They say, what the heck's going on? For some reason, they decide
down five
to do review. Mm-hmm. Then take their points away. Now their other team is shooting the shots.
So now we're shooting shots. So I thought to myself, okay, we're going to all stand at half court. Baker's going to shoot the free throws. Like, treat it almost like a technical or a flagrant, you know?
Right.
And then we'll get the ball back, right?
Right. That would be the
right decision. So we come down, and I tell the ref, I say, so it's our ball, right, after these free throws? He says, no, it's live right now. It's live if he misses it.
What?
Whoa, what? So you're telling me we're going to go all the way back to that play. We're not going to add any time on the clock. We're not going to continue the game where it was. We're just going to screw over us. We're saying you don't get any time back, you don't get any points back, and you don't get the possession back either.
And what? Now you guys are screwed because you're down seven. You can go up to back to five, but you're down seven.
Like, you're down seven.
Worst case scenario, you're down seven.
Essentially, it's almost as if they just gave them a free layup and then we got fouled on a possession, right? It's like we just like lost a whole like possession. We did lose a possession. That's exactly what happened. They gave them the ball.
Exactly lost a possession.
And like you're like, oh, boohoo, you lost possession. Okay, when there's a minute 45 left on the clock and you're down five, you need every possession. Every position counts. You need every single possession. Because imagine we come down, and we hit a three, we hit a three or hit a two. Okay, we're down two, we're down three. Then we come get a stop, one possession game, right? With like, a minute 30
right there, left, that's one position. Every position counts in this game, dude. Literally. It's that, when that close.
So yeah, Baker misses one, makes one, and then I get subbed out because they put Moses in because they had all guards in and Moses is a better defender on guards.
Yeah.
Put Moses in, and then at that point it was pretty much cooked because we're down six because Baker missed one, made one. So down six, they got the ball. They come down. I think they hit a three or had a layup. Yeah. I know they scored on the next possession. And then we're down eight or nine with a minute left. So it was almost like it was almost impossible. Like, we just need to hit threes. I remember we come down, shoot a three, missed it. Like, it's over, you know. And so it's like the momentum of that game was completely switched. And granted, like, we shouldn't have let them come back into the game. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But that game took it from there's a chance that we could win this. It's a 50-50 we can battle to they won the game.
Well, yeah, it went from being a two possession game to at least a three.
Exactly. So I'm gonna blame that on the refs.
The game for sure. Like I said, it's hard. It's hard to blame a game on the refs, right? But like when you're doing that type of stuff that late into the game, that's completely different. Like that. You can't, as a ref, you can't change the momentum of the game that much. That's not your job.
Seriously.
And honestly, and with something that little, like, it's like, y'all should have just, I'll be honest, you already had three or four possessions go. You should have just let that game go. Or let that possession go. Like, hey, the points are on the board, whatever. We've already gone too far.
Or if the coaches were throwing that big of a fit, then, okay, you want to go back to that point in time of the game, take away your three-pointer you just hit, put all the time back on the clock. We're only down one with 3 minutes left or whenever. I think it was like around three or four minutes left.
Right there, yeah. That changes the whole
thing. You want to fix the mistake that the refs made. Okay, let's go back and fix it, and we'll play from there. Either play from there, or we're going to go back in time, fix that, and then resume it right where the game was.
Or at least get your possession back, whatever. That's so dumb.
And honestly, I mean, we shouldn't have done anything at all. We should have just played. That's what should have happened.
100%. Yeah.
Refs mess up, like, whatever. But the fact that the ball was live after the free throws blows my mind. Like, in what world is that okay?
Doesn't make any sense.
So we ended up losing that game by like 10, but it's because I don't think we lost by 10. In my eyes, we lost by 3 or 5. But because, you know, you foul at the end trying to get possessions back with missed free throws, stuff like that. But
we lost that game essentially.
So, but definitely kind of coming back to the beginning of the podcast, you know, that's what I got a glimpse of what the national tournament was like, what the competition's like. And now I am really excited to be able to work over the summer, get to myself to a certain standpoint, and then in the season be able to just have that mindset of looking forward to the national tournament. Because our coach does a good job of, like, he did a good job of looking forward to that all season. Like, he would always bring it up saying, national tournament. Like, that's where we want to go.
Pointing your eyes that way, yeah.
But when you've never been there and you don't know what it looks like, you don't know what the competition looks like, you just think of it.
It's hard to picture it.
You just think of yourself like, well, we're winning here, you know, like, I'm winning here at the regional tournament, right? Like I'm beating all the teams here. Like, I'm just going to do this. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to do my stuff.
Right.
No. You need to – just because you're barely beating these bad teams – we weren't barely beating them, but, like, we weren't playing good games.
Yeah.
We need to be all the way here so that when we go to play those national tournaments, we're already up here ready to come swinging, you know?
Ready to compete.
And that's everything. That's mentally. That's physically. That's skills-wise. That's – like, we got to be ready to go. And I think mentally, specifically mentally, we just were not ready for that type of competition.
No, I think mom explained it the best way I saw it. It may have not been your guys' actual mental attitude, but it was how your game was displayed. Not yours, but your team's in a general.
Yeah, of course.
Was you guys are playing a game you love. Obviously, you're playing at a collegiate level. You wouldn't be doing it if you didn't love it.
Yeah.
you guys came out and played. The second game, you guys came out and played like you love basketball. You could tell. That's where your attitude was. That's how you guys played. The first and third game, you guys came out and, like, you guys were playing basketball to go to school. You weren't going to school just so you could play basketball. Like you are now. All right. Like you said, you were playing basketball, so you had a scholarship to go to school.
To get a degree. It wasn't.
You weren't playing a game you loved. It was just a thing you needed to do.
Right.
You kind of flip flopped. You know, school now became basketball, and basketball became school. Right.
Right.
And I think Mom explained that very well, because that is what it looked like. Obviously, that probably wasn't your guys' mindset, but it's definitely what it was displayed on the court.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's a lot of, I don't want to say regret, but definitely a lot of mistakes to learn from. Yeah.
Which is dope.
I think there's definitely a lot of juice, I could say, that this team had left that we didn't use. But
which is unfortunate.
I'm really grateful that I was able to have that experience, because I mean, this year nobody on our team had been to the national tour before, because last year they didn't make it.
Right.
So I'm really glad now moving forward that we have me, you know, Cohen, and I mean Brock was there, the red shirt. Wes played, right? There's all of us. Oh, and Coda, the point guard. There's five of us that saw it. And so when our coach says the competition of the national tournament is different, we're not gonna be like, oh, this old guy's crazy. We'll be like, yeah, we need to be at a different level.
We gotta get ready. We gotta be prepared.
Because, I mean, yeah, we won the regional tournament, but I'll be honest, it didn't mean much. I mean, we beat
the greatest games I've ever watched of basketball.
In the first round, though, we beat the team by 50.
That's true, you did.
And then in the championship, because there's only two rounds of playoffs, this in the championship, that was a hard game. But it was still bad basketball. We had 20 turnovers in that game. That was bad basketball.
It's true. You guys didn't have a lot of turnovers.
So it's like, yeah, we won. We're happy we won. And Chandler Gilbert was a good team. You know, like, they were pretty good. But it was still like we were still down here. We weren't up here where we needed to be for the national tournament.
You're paying your best, for sure. I totally agree. So
my goal for this next season is to beat every team by 50, not ever let off the gas. We're beating every team by 50. Go to the championship, smack the championship team by 20, and then go to the national tournament, and we're ready to play. We're up here at this level mentally, skills-wise, physically, you know, we're just ready to go.
Oh, yeah. No, I think you're right. I think what you're working on this summer will be good. Work on that shifty footwork down low and your shooting, and I think it'll be, I mean, you're already something to mess with. On the defensive side, I love it. I love watching you play defense.
It's good stuff.
Because I've always said, if I were ever to be a coach, if I could ask one thing from all my players, would be, go down and play defense. I don't care if you can score. Go play defense. You can make a layup.
Yeah.
You know? I don't care if you can shoot three. I don't care if you, like, make a layup. But if you work your butt off and you swat the crap out of people and you play defense, dude, I love that all day. Defense is what I love. That's all I'm good at. I'm not a scorer.
Yeah.
But
good stuff.
It's good stuff. Watching a good defensive game is fun. That's in my opinion. I love a good defensive game.
That's March Madness, man.
I love some good March Madness. But
that sums up my trip to Illinois, though. Illinois is middle of nowhere, Danville, Illinois. So there wasn't much there to see, anyways. So it was really just the basketball.
It's a lot of basketball. That was the fun part.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Well, I think that's all we got for today, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Well, thanks for joining us, guys. I'm glad we got to know Gabe a little bit more. Thank you for letting us nerd out on anime. It's always a pleasure of ours to nerd out about.
Highlight of the episode for sure.
And sorry we couldn't get it better than 4 in our game. We'll try another time. But yeah, Gabe, you have anything to add?
Thank you. Go watch Attack on Titan.
We'll see you on the next one. Yes, watch Attack on Titan. That's your homework assignment for the next episode. All right, deuces.